Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it's time for three good things.
One, two, three.
Tell me something good.
Do you know what's the most commonly used noun in the English language? Time. Time flies. From time to time. What a waste of time. I'm having a hard time. It's about time. Time is money. Big time. I've been thinking about this because next weekend, the time changes. Wait, how can we change time? What is time anyway? Let's start with renowned physicist Julian Barber.
My impression of time is that I see a succession of pictures, as it were, a succession of snapshots changing continuously one into another. I'm looking at you, you're nodding your head in agreement.
Right.
So that's the starting point. If one had just a record showing just one completely unchanging picture, you couldn't tell whether time had passed or whether nothing had happened at all.
But whether time exists if nothing happens doesn't really matter to us. We invented the measurement of time. From the sundial to wristwatches, alarm clocks, we keep track of it. I got to get up on time to do this show. You've got a meeting at noon. We spring forward and fall back for various reasons. We have time zones. Barber says clocks and watches aren't designed to mark time anyway. They're designed to march in step with each other.
All that they really establish is how the reading on my watch is related to the reading on your watch. And as long as those march in step, that's fine. That's all we need. That is really what timekeeping is about and what time is for practical purposes.
And how people treat time varies around the world. In Switzerland, if you arrive at 5:33 for a 5:32 train, you're not catching it. In the Bahamas, the boat leaves whenever the captain ambles down the beach in his flip-flops. What complicates our sense of time is that beautiful, mysterious machine between our ears. Stanford neuroscientist David Eagleman says the challenge for the brain is that it's picking up information through various senses: sight, hearing, touch. All of them process information in different ways at different speeds.
And so what that means is when I knock on the table, I see it and I feel it and I hear it all at the same time, it seems. But in fact, those signals are getting processed at totally different speeds in different parts of my brain.
Right.
And the challenge for the brain is it has to put those all together, has to collect up all the signals, compare those across the senses, stitch them together, figure out what happened in time, and then serve up a conscious story about what happened. By the time that happens, I'm living in the past. When I think the moment now occurs, it's already happened a long time ago, actually, probably about half a second ago.
I don't know about you, but I usually feel like I'm living in the past. One of the foremost experts on time was the brilliant comedian George Carlin. He found our use of words to describe time amusing.
How about a jiffy, or a flash? Which is quicker, a jiffy or a flash?
I think there are two flashes in a jiffy myself. But God knows how many jiffies there are in two shakes of a lamb's tail.
Carlin also noted that despite having very accurate timekeeping pieces, we talk to each other about time in very imprecise ways.
He said, what time you got?
I got just after. Just after? Jeez, I must be slow. I had going on.
It's vague. That's all I'm saying. It's very vague how we treat time. We have all these wonderful expressions. We say now. Now is an interesting one. When? Now. You want that now?
Yes.
Well, would you like to try again?
Well, sometimes just now.
Just now. Did you hear that?
What?
Just now.
You mean, must mean just then, don't you?
Yes, just then. But there it goes again. When? Now? No, not now. Now. Pardon me, do you have the time?
When do you mean, now or when you ask me?
Back to the brain. It's certainly true that as we get older, our perception is that time passes more quickly. Can you believe it's already the end of October? That kind of thing. It's motivated me to make the best use of the time I have left. Well, sometimes. Other times, I just want to go back to bed. Early next Sunday morning, I will relish falling back 1 hour. Whatever the heck that means. And that's three good things.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.